CBS News Brief. President Trump said today there are more cuts coming to the federal workforce.
We're cutting down the size of government. We have to. We're bloated. We're sloppy.
Agencies have until mid-March to come up with where to make the cuts. For federal workers who still have jobs, the wait is painful. Randy Irwin is president of the Federation of Federal Employees.
Oh, we are absolutely in a crisis mode. They've created a toxic work environment, and nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's not worth it. They don't pay federal employees enough to put up with this garbage.
A child in Texas has become the first U.S. fatality from measles in a decade. The outbreak in that state has now spread to 9 counties. Dr. Amy Thompson in Lubbock.
More than 20 patients have been admitted to the Covenant Children's Hospital. We have several of those who have required intensive care.
The outbreak is the largest Texas has experienced in nearly 30 years. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends, family really, Family Natural Foods in part one, and in part two, UW Extension Janelle Weir. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization in Wausau has been sentenced. 44-year-old Tommy L. Haney of Wausau has been sentenced to 14 years in federal prison. The charges include conspiring to distribute 500 grams or more of both meth and cocaine. This multi-year investigation identified Haney as a local leader of the trafficking organization. 8 others have also been charged in connection to this case. 6 have been charged and sentenced. The 2 remaining individuals have pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in the coming months. Haney's 14-year prison sentence will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. How would a measles outbreak affect Wisconsin? Savannah Tolmay Olson has more information.
The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, that is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country behind Alaska. If your child needs a vaccine, your pediatrician is the best place to start. You can also call your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So, to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a clearing sky by the afternoon and warmer again, highs low 40s. Windy with maybe some sprinkles Friday, high upper 40s to 50. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon out there, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic, solo show today. It's all right. I'm not alone. I got all of you out there. And I can always holler at Pam and you know, ask her to just jump in here and talk sports with me because she doesn't have enough to do. We hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, sponsoring this hour. Buy local, support local. Stop by both those places and say hi to the gang over there for us. We always appreciate that. We are wide open, everybody. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Want to talk about a bunch of different things today. It's interesting hearing our good friend Mike Clemens talking about the NFL draft there. Mike is doing exactly what I would love to be doing right now, spending my whole, not his whole time because he's covering a lot of sports, but spending a good chunk of my time covering the NFL draft. Between now and April and the end of April and all this, you guys are going to have a hard time shutting me up and not getting me to talk about the NFL draft. It's one of my favorite things. I get excited about it. And if I'm being honest, I don't know how much longer it will exist. I want to enjoy it, and especially with it being, it's never been closer. I've never been closer to the NFL draft, so I got to figure out a way to either hide in Mike's luggage or something or another, or try to trick our owner, Sage, into getting me a pass and have it be work-related or something. I don't know. I do run a sports show. I mean, you know, for some reason. I'm excited about it. I want to know if you are. Are you guys excited about the NFL draft? I don't know how popular the draft necessarily is to others. In my bubble, in my circle of friends, it's gigantic. But to, you know, your everyday fan or people out there that are even diehard football fans, do you care? Especially considering it's in Wisconsin here. And you're hearing this from a lot of people. There's not a lot of likelihood that the Green Bay is ever going to host a Super Bowl. So this is kind of it. And it's also an audition. Because the NFL, make no mistake about it, the NFL would love to highlight Green Bay and have more events here. Got to know if you can host it. Got to know if you can do it. Can you handle this size of people? We'll have to wait to see. But I wouldn't bet against Green Bay. I wouldn't bet against the greater area. And we're already seeing, you know, areas here in Wausau and as close as Wausau and Marshfield, taking some booking all over the place. I'm excited. How are you feeling about it? Call up and let us know. Got some River Kings and Rafters to talk about. Getting into a bunch of that. A little bit of, not breaking news. I don't want to overuse that phrase, but a little bit of news for you. I was talking with new GM, assistant GM, over at the Rafters, and they're going to be joining us on Monday. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be fun, so we'll be talking some Rafter baseball on Monday. I have no doubt that we'll be hearing from GM and head coach Paul from the River Kings about how the River Kings do this weekend as they kick off the playoffs. It's that time of year. Ah, there is not much better than playoff hockey. It's exciting. Very excited about it. We got that going on. How you feeling about it? You going to go to any of the games this weekend? You better be. We want to show them what home ice advantage is. And look, every game is important. Regular season is awesome. This is what it's all about. This is a team that's on a mission. This is a team that feels they have unfinished business at the Natties. You cannot get to the Nationals unless you win your conference. And, to the rest of the league, you're going to come for the king. You best not miss. Because this team is loaded up and down the all three lines, goalie-wise. Got depth there, and that's one of the rarest things you can say in hockey, goalie depth. But they got it, and even brought in a nice new piece in recent weeks that's gelling very well with the team. A lot of excitement on that team. Not taking anything lightly. This is one of the things that's exciting about playoff hockey. Any hockey fan will tell you that you can see a team like a couple of years ago, I believe it was the Boston Bruins, had like the greatest record in hockey history and went out in the first round. Florida Panthers a couple of years back, President's Trophy winners. It's kind of a joke in hockey almost that you win the President's Trophy, which is having the best regular season record, and you're going to be out early in the playoffs. That's hockey. So not taking anything lightly, and I guarantee you this: not one person on that team, not one person in the Southwick County Rec Center is taking this lightly. Excited. Find out more. Follow your boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. Thank you to Michael Comer and a great season calling River Kings hockey. Did a great job. looking forward to hearing more of that and hearing from Michael soon. And you can go ahead and hear from Michael real soon because he's going to be calling a game tonight. Yeah, we got some. It's a ball night, everybody. Yeah. Not tonight. Sorry, not tonight. Thursday it's going to be. I just did some voice tracking for Thursday, so that's where that is. But I do, and I'm used to Michael being here on a Wednesday, too, so there's that. But I got all of you, and we're going to go ahead and take a call right now. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
I'll help you out. I'll be a nice guy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
What is on your sports mind?
Well, you know, it's March Madness.
Yes.
I mean, it's right around the corner. You know, they got some big games coming up this weekend, especially in the Big Ten, along with, I mean, I think even, you know, since a lot of conferences are starting to wind down and getting pretty close to those conference tournaments. So it should be fun this next couple of weeks in college basketball.
Do you do this with college basketball? You have your local, there's almost tiers to it. You have your favorite team, your team that you're rooting for and everything. But I don't think that there's many people in Wisconsin that if Wisconsin wasn't in the tournament and Marquette was, they would root against Marquette. Maybe secondary. Maybe some. I shouldn't over-exaggerate. Maybe some. But I would, I guess just for me, if I'm rooting for Northwestern and Southern Illinois has a great run, I'm going to be rooting for them. I'm going to be pulling for the, I'm going to be, you know, shooting for the Salukis and everything. I just kind of, not to assume, but I kind of think, well, you know, you're still going to root for a Wisconsin team, I would think.
Well, I'm just not, you know, when Tom Crean was at Marquette, it just made me more or less of a fan of Marquette.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I mean, I haven't really wrapped my finger around Shaka Smart yet or nothing like that. I guess I'm a Cardinal White.
Sure, that's cool. Through, that's,
you know,
cool. Yeah.
And
well, regarding that, nice. I actually got to watch the game yesterday. I got to, and I, by saying that,
wow,
I mean out of the corner of my eye and all that. But I saw a couple of things in that game. I saw Tanjay not struggling. They were using every bit of defense. Washington doesn't have a lot of defense. Every bit of defense they have, they were putting on that young man. And I didn't see a panic out of him. I didn't see him frustrated or the body language being bad. I saw that. That kid just is the same whether he's nailing shots or not. He is just steady. And because of that, not just because of that, but because of that and some of the openings that were given to, I'm sorry, their other guard.
Blackwell,
yeah. He just had a great game. Just a lights-out game. And that kid, just the demeanor of this team for such a young team and for these guys, that no matter how the game is going, I feel like they keep that. Everything I ask for out of professional athletes about body language, these kids got it. Like, this is a really strong-willed team, let alone a very talented team. And it's been this way pretty much all season. But it's still taking me a little getting used to that, well, this is a team that scores. This is a scoring team. This is a team that's got some great guard play, hard guard play, very strong guard play, which just traditionally is great for the dance. That's if you're going into the I was talking about this with a friend. I'm growing up big time Georgetown fan, and I love John Thompson. Think he was one of the greatest coaches I'll ever see in of any sport. But and they had Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo and these amazing like tall trees, and they'd be out in the first or second round. Because it's just in the tournament, it's all about guard play. It's all about how good your guards are. There's going to be a team or two that has a tree in there, but it's usually how good are your guards. Wisconsin's built for this. They got depth. Right. They got that. And I think the best play I saw at Tanji yesterday, he had a little bit of a scary play at the end of the game there, where he had like the two biggest guys on Washington fell on him.
Right.
And it couldn't have fallen more awkward on him. And he got up and had the same look on his face as when he's out there shooting threes. Like, the kid is just straight cold ice water in his veins. I was impressed by that. These are, I don't see professional athletes doing this. I see a professional athlete stand up and putting his hands up in the air to the ref. Like, these kids are just playing the game and doing their thing. I'm impressed with this team on a lot of levels.
Right, and that's part of the reason why I like college basketball more than professional basketball, because these kids play. I mean, they don't sit there and just walk up and down the, I mean, that match shouldn't say walk up and down the court, but they actually play defense. They actually, you know, give a hoot about how they're playing, you know. And as I'm looking through the stats here, I mean, and they kind of talked about it a little bit last night with the guys on Peacock, was Washington really didn't, I mean, he shot 44%, almost 45%.
Yeah, yeah.
They shot the ball fairly well last night, but it's just, you know, the big thing was I'm gonna throw at you. They only had 26 rebounds compared to 41 from Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and 12 of those were offensive rebounds.
Yeah, it's where you win the game.
I mean, it's just when it comes down to that. I mean, and then plus Wisconsin compared to what happened from Saturday to last night, they were very aggressive on the boards, very aggressive getting to the basket, and. They just look like a different team than what they did in the second half on Saturday's game.
Yeah. I had a friend who would die on the hill of Dennis Rodman was more important than Scottie Pippen to the Bulls. And his biggest argument was, and he was a high school basketball coach. He was really into the old school way of playing basketball and rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
And the offensive rebound and how it's just not, it's not isolated enough. It's not enough guys are trained and prepared, you know, working at it. Whereas Dennis Rodman, that's pretty much all he did. He just spent his whole time in the gym. He would study guys and watch where they were taking most of their shots and where the ball would ricochet. And so he would be there when it was there. And you go back and you watch plays, and it's insane. And I know how he is off the court and everything like that. I'm just asking you to look at him as a basketball player, the guy on the court. It's idiot savant stuff, man. You go back and watch Dennis Rodman, and he's in the right place at the right time at every one of these. It's crazy how he did it. And my friend had a strong point, I think. I don't know about it. I mean, Scottie Pippen's a pretty darn good player. But the idea of how coveted that offensive rebound is and the idea of focusing on it, which I'm not sure if Greg Gard and his team have, but you go back and look at a lot of these games, and especially these games where they're ahead at the half, they're leading in offensive rebounds too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great inside stat, I think, that just isn't talked about a lot.
Well, and that's the thing. If you think back, I mean, early in the season, he kind of called out Stephen Crowell.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't score any points. He only had one rebound, and he was one of the tallest guys out on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, he did kind of call him out. And then after that point, basically after that, though, he kind of he changed his different tune. And actually, I think the last, what, four or five games, Crowell is averaging probably, what, 15 a game, and pretty close to 8-9 boards a game. So, I mean, things are changing, but now if you want to, you know, kind of now this is where they really start talking about the brackets here. The next these next what 3 weeks?
Yeah,
or 2 weeks.
And Wisconsin has a great opportunity to impress them.
Yeah, and as of right now, with the update as they did as of Tuesday, they have Wisconsin as a 3 seed in the West. So if they win that first, they have them up against Chattanooga, and then if they end up winning that game, they could either play Oklahoma.
We lost Kev. Oh no. Yeah, feel free to call back, bud. If you got time, feel free to call back. Otherwise, always appreciate you calling in. The I haven't seen the way what Kevin was referencing there, so yeah, we'll go ahead and take him back here. Hey man,
I don't know why that did that.
I don't know if it's either way. You were mentioning if they were to move on to the second round, there some of these what ifs that they're kind of proposing right now.
You know, and the thing is, though, I was listening to a talk show at late afternoon yesterday, and they had a guy on there, and he said that this year could be one of the hardest years in college basketball.
Oh yeah,
because you'll have. And I'm going to try. I'm trying to find it here because the guy was kind of talking about it. Oklahoma being, they have them down as an 11 seed, and Kansas as a 6 seed. You know, so some of these big blue bloods that used to be, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4, are down in that, you know, lower. You know, Creighton. Here's another one. They have them at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They're sneaky,
you know, and you watch a team like Kansas that we've all kind of counted out have a nice tournament play, get into the dance, mm-hmm. and make some noise. Like, yeah,
right.
It's I was thinking about this the other night with Auburn and how they've just kind of stood there at the top three, if not number one, all season long. And I feel like that's almost more pressure. Because all eyes are on you whenever you're in the number one spot. But we're also used to the last handful of years in college basketball. Don't even pay attention to the top five spots. It's going to interchange all season. Number ones are going to lose and that. But this year, Auburn has stood out. Auburn is really good and really deep. There is a lot of pressure on that. And in the SEC, you've got Jay Billis going out there calling it possibly the greatest conference he's ever seen and all these things. I really do like Jay Billis. I think he knows more about basketball in a half a second than I'll ever know the rest of my life. But I just don't see it. I don't see that in the SEC. I see a lot of athletes. I see a lot of good talent. I don't know that I see good teams. I don't know outside of Auburn. There's a lot of pressure on that.
Well,
and you've got so much parity in college basketball. You've got so much in all of sports. I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. But that's also in this too. This could be one of the most competitive and most wild tournaments we've ever seen, and that's saying something.
Right. You know, and I would have to almost push back on you on a little bit on the SEC this year. They are that conference this year is by far one of the best conferences I think out there. I mean, you got Kentucky, you got Ole Miss, you have Alabama, you got Texas A&M in there now. Mm-hmm. There's some good in Florida. Florida they have as a number one in the West. So Wisconsin could end up facing them, you know, sometime down the road. The SEC is tough this year. Now the question is, you know, how we used to have that ACC, you know, I knew they did it this year, but they had the ACC Big Ten Challenge all the time. That's what used to be the big conferences in basketball is the ACC.
Yeah.
You can throw the Big East in there, and you can throw the Big Ten in there. Now, but you were saying about Auburn, they have them as a one seed in the South, but they have Gonzaga at a nine.
Huh.
So they could face the Gonzaga the second round, and there could be one of your upsets. And that's what I'm saying, the way things are going this year with some of these schools that Gonzaga, where they've been the last few years, they've been one of the top teams in either a one or a two seed, and now this year they're a nine. Yeah, maybe they're starting to fade a little bit on some of their programs and basketball, but I mean you can't count them out.
It feels like a year where maybe you don't see Pepperdine, upset somebody, but a lower seed, even though there may be a recognizable name, a lower seed upsetting people. I think we could see a lot of that. You're Kansas upsetting somebody because they're a lower seed or something along those lines. I want to two quick things for you before we keep you too long here, man. I wanted to talk about the game Sunday. We'll have this right for you here at WFHR. Wisconsin traveling to Spartyville, taking on number 8 Michigan State, Wisconsin at number 11. This is the game to impress the tourney, to impress all the powers that be. It's also a great opportunity to begin the in your mind's tournament play.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be excited about this one.
They're a game and a half back to Michigan and Michigan State. They both have to play each other one more time.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is beating Michigan in East Lansing the last 3 years.
That's a heck of a stat. Heck of a stat.
So you can't count them out. I think that they had the wins that Wisconsin's had this year, and they beat the teams they should. And they've gotten beat by teams they probably should have beat, but they got beat anyways. But obviously, if they can beat Michigan State on Sunday, the rest of their schedule looks not too bad. They got Minnesota and Penn State. That's the last two games.
Yeah,
so they'll have Minnesota next Wednesday and then Penn State on Saturday.
Not bad. A great way to wrap up the season.
You're right. I was thinking about going to go sit my butt on the ice on Sunday, but man, oh man, 12:30 might have to have the old self glued to the TV and watching that game against Michigan State because that's a big game. If you really want to look back at that too, if you, I got to get back to my schedule here on Saturday. For just college basketball alone, there's some big games. You got Auburn at Kentucky on Saturday. Alabama, Tennessee. Alabama's at Tennessee on Saturday. and that's a 5-6 matchup there. Marquette's at Georgetown Saturday night.
Yeah, that's the one. I am definitely glued to that one.
Right. And then you got, well, because last night Florida got beat.
Mm-hmm.
You got Florida against Texas A&M on Saturday night, and that's a 3-12 matchup. Iowa State against Arizona on the 9-22. You know, there's a lot of teams that are ranked playing each other this weekend. So another,
The Florida Texas A&M game, yeah, that should be a good one too. Yeah, there's a great lineup of college basketball. Heck, Illinois and Michigan should be good too. Illinois is getting healthier.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Although I think Duke kind of made fun of them a little bit on Saturday night there and kind of beat up on them pretty good. But Illinois, I think Illinois is going to be all right. They should make it well into the tournament. Be kind of nice to see them knock off Michigan to kind of help in Wisconsin if they meet Michigan State. Really make things interesting in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's getting to be exciting basketball, and then you got to turn around and look at all the high school teams playing
yes.
now.
Yeah.
You know, the girls started this week and boys start next week, and it's just March is awesome.
I love it. I really hope that football doesn't try to go any for which you know we all know they will, but doesn't try to go any deeper than it already does. I need it to end when it does because if there was football being played right now or even last week. Even last weekend or something, basketball is too big of a pull. I know how big basketball, football is. I understand it. I love it and everything. And if my team was still in running or whatever, I love this sport. I love basketball on all these levels. And I feel like if you're like us and high school, college, pros, there's always something to watch. There's always something to take in. There's always a storyline. There's always something to root for or root against. There's just so much to take in. It's a lot of fun, I think. And the best part of it is really coming up with the high school tournaments and the conference play between the all that in college basketball. I'm excited about all of it.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, you would have to say spring, March, because you got college basketball, and then you turn around at the end of March. What else happens? You got starting of baseball season. You got opening days coming up here at the end of March, and then obviously when you get to Labor Day, that's the start of the college football season.
Yeah.
Then the weekend after that, you're looking at the NFL. So spring and fall is probably by far. I mean, I love my summer. I love my summer, but the spring and fall is probably the most exciting time, especially in sports.
Yeah, there's nothing like
it. I love the time of year and get excited and get ready to. Get my brackets going and see how well we do.
We're going to bring the brackets back this year. We're going to be doing brackets around the studio here. We'll have some of you guys, our listeners, jump in on it too. And it's all for bragging rights. We'll have some fun with it.
Okay. I don't have an issue with that at all.
You have a good one, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, James. Have a great night.
You too, brother. You too. We appreciate you listeners so much. You guys are the best listeners in radio. We will be back after more with more Playmakers. We got a whole half an hour left, everybody. We got plenty of show. Whole second half coming up of Playmakers here at WFHR.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a clearing sky by the afternoon and warmer again, highs low 40s. Windy with maybe some sprinkles Friday, high upper 40s to 50. It's 42 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WFHR. Hope you all are having a great Wednesday afternoon. That is hilarious, Pam. Pam and I were just talking about mixing up days and thinking ahead. And I you guys heard me almost say Friday. I can't pull it back. You heard me. I'm getting ahead of myself. Talking about these weekend games and everything with Michael and our listeners out here. Man, you got to get excited about the weekend. There's some great, great basketball this week and great hockey this weekend as well. NHL is getting back into action. They've been back. And, of course, the River Kings playing this weekend. Start the first round of the playoffs. And we will not be having home playoff games over on WIRI, but I do want to thank the River Kings, thank all of our sponsors, certainly thanking Michael and Seth and our whole team working so hard to get those games on. We really, really appreciate you guys and all the great work putting into it. It's a great regular season. Let's end strong here. Let's follow our Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Let's get that the Southland County Rec Center jam-packed. Let's have some fun. Ain't nothing better than playoff hockey, man. Enjoy. And if you have never taken a playoff hockey game, I was talking to Coach off-air about this when he was with us the last time. When I was a kid, I got to see my dad in the playoffs a bit. But I never got to go to a Blackhawks game in the playoffs. Their whole run, I never got a chance to go to any of those games. I went to two of the parades, but that don't, you know, that's not the same as playoff hockey. And there's just nothing like it. You don't have to take my word for it. Get your ticket, get on over there, and get rid of the root on your Kings for a while, because there's a long playoff run we're expecting here. Follow your Kings, riverkingshockey.com. You can find out more at riverkingshockey.com. And I mentioned earlier, just a reminder to everybody, on Monday we will be joined by a new GM, assistant GM, that is, of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Looking forward to it. For those that, as we are getting through the colder months here and getting ready to wake up a little bit more into the summer, those may have missed some action, some news from our Rafters, but they have been hard at work and it's been a very busy winter. Signing new assistant GM Jake Adams, who will be joining us on Monday. You got Gwen Phillippe and Connor Phillippe also joining the team. And excited working with them as well. Just a great group of people that are very excited about this season and really about this area. Every person I talk to in that front office at the Rafters, the first thing they mention is this fan base and how it is different than any other team in the Northwoods League. And not coincidentally, it's the same thing I hear about the River Kings. You all in this area support your sports like few people do and few areas do. And that's awesome. It's great. I'm obviously a little biased. I love sports. But I think it's also in part because you guys get my favorite part of sports. You guys get sports the way I do, the way I think a lot of people do. And I would like to see more people do. We love to win. Look at how we covet winners around here. Rapids Wrestling, Lincoln's wrestling team, the Assumption Girls Basketball. Some of the dominant and some of the great solo performances we've had in this area of great athletes throughout the years. So many. But we don't have that every year. And yet you guys show up every year for all of these teams, from high school to the Northwoods League to the USPHL. It's very cool and it's very noticeable. And it is incredibly smart of all of you, too. Because this is economy. This is, this is good for your economy. This is good for all of us on many levels. I brought up the NFL draft earlier, and speaking of economy in the state, especially when our state has been hit pretty hard over the last couple of years with the lack of winter and how it's been for those up north, and even here in central Wisconsin, just been very difficult. The NFL draft could not come at a better time. And I just tip my hat to all these businesses that are incredibly using some really smart ways of just not luring people, but showing people, hey, we want to be a part of this. Hey, we want you to come over to our business, come to our bar, come to our restaurant. It's very smart. And it's necessary going forward. But that's a change that's going on where we're adapting to. We're adapting to, you know, this new climate, the new weather, and, you know, what is the new norm? We don't know necessarily. And that's something similar going on with the NFL. They've got a couple of things that have happened in the recent days. We talked about on Monday, it was at first an anonymous team, and then Green Bay came forward, or it was reported, and they had to. I don't know how that worked out, but the Packers came. It was at Green Bay that submitted a proposal to ban the tush push, the brotherly shove. Just such a better name, brotherly shove. I would feel much more confident saying that we're in the huddle. It's fourth and one. Game's on the line. And my QB is talking tush push. I don't know if I like it. I'd much rather brotherly shove. Regardless of the name, you've got a lot of conversation about this going on. And then the NFL just announced as well that they are looking at the overtime rules and looking at ways that they can make this more even for teams that don't win the coin toss. So that's going on. Green Bay also coming out with news that they are listening to offers for Jaire Alexander. I mean, I'd be making calls for Jaire Alexander, let alone just sitting back and waiting. That's for sure. Hey, good corner when he's healthy. But I don't know anybody in the world that could tell me that Jaire Alexander is going to give you 10 games next year. And if he does, what Jaire are you going to get? Not just physically, but mentally. I feel like he's been a bit of a problem, a little bit like Quay Walker and some others, where are they worth the penalties? I'm not talking about them as people. I don't know them as people. I'm talking about their play on the field when the game's going on and their demeanor, their body language. Your team's down by two touchdowns and you're out there because you made a stop on third down and you're doing your swashbuckler stuff. Like, man, nah. I need you locked in. I need you locked in the whole game, not just looking at your stats. And if you are going to be one of, if not the highest paid cornerback in all of professional football, I'm going to need you more than 10 games. I'm going to need you more than half a season. So yeah, I'd be looking at offers too for him. But going back to the brotherly shove, I'm just going to call it the brotherly shove. There's a lot of back and forth on this one, and I will say it's not that often that I see a lot of gray area on a subject. People are either for or against this. You hear the popular phrase, if you don't like it, stop them, which is one of my favorite phrases. As somebody who has watched a lot of football and had a lot of my football teams be dominated and beaten badly, I still maintain this. I will be watching a Northwestern football game, and in the fourth quarter, they're down by 3 touchdowns, and I'm not complaining. I'm maybe mad at Northwestern, but I'm not mad at the other team for, quote, running up the score. They're doing what they're supposed to do. This is professional sports. That's what you signed up for. But this is not that. And I know that that's a great phrase, and again, we use it a lot, but I don't feel it necessarily applies to this. Now, things can be, you can have two truths in your head at the same time. It happens all the time. People could be upset and mad that Philly's doing this better than anybody else. And they were smart and built their team from the inside up with their offense and defensive lines. And they got a quarterback who's able to do these things and willing to do these things. They can get upset about that. But you can also look at this and say that this is not a competitive play. And back in what it was, 05, 04, whatever it was, the NFL started to allow pushing again. Like, that's all well and good. But why? Why did they allow that? And why are we allowing it now when there is possible health issues? Possible health issues. We don't know that there's that many. The game, we don't have enough stats to really data to show us too much other than a couple plays here and there, but one of them being in the Super Bowl. I will say this before we go to our phone lines, though. Whether you like this or not, if they don't outlaw this rule, and it's very likely that they will not, get used to this. Get used to this play, everybody, because the NFL, just like a lot of life, is parity. And you're going to see a lot of teams trying to do this. You're going to see the game shifting into that. And if you like Philadelphia's offense, get used to it. You're going to be seeing a lot more of it. We go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
So, James, you're talking about the old tush-push, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Sorry I didn't make her into the office today. I had to go pay the old income taxes. I don't know why they call them income because it's all outgoing.
Yeah, so it should be outgoing tax. It really should be. But, hey, man, it's all right. Understand. Just glad that you're joining us now. How you been?
Busy, busy, busy. It's February frenzy, March madness. But first thing, a quick touch on is my opinion, because I'm sure people talk why the Packers, whatever, whatnot. You know, I don't care if they outlaw it or not. I can understand maybe I'm reaching at a stretch a little bit here, why Green Bay maybe said to outlaw it. Because, hey, the Ice Bowl, the plunge, the play, they did that without tush-push.
Yeah.
So maybe make it that way again. I don't know, but it's that was my first thought of it, but whatever. I mean, like you said, it's if it's something they're going to allow, more teams are going to do it, and it's up to you guys to stop them. And I thought Green Bay did okay stopping that play. I mean, a lot better than Washington did after the officials threatened to just give them the points. But
yeah, Washington didn't have a bad idea. It just they couldn't execute it. It wasn't a horrible idea. I mean, I'm not saying it was the best, but I mean, if you got nothing else, you're like, I don't know. Like, okay, sure. Just you really it looked ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in sports. It just didn't go well.
Bad.
But it's I think at the end of the day, especially when we're talking about football, you're not going to get past the toughness of the game, and it's always going to come down to that. And yes, we can talk about safety, we can talk about a lot of those things, but at the end of the day, it is still a warrior sport, and it's going to take a lot for them to change this. I think it's going to take a Tom Brady injury type thing, like what they did there, where they were never going to look at that rule until Brady went down. And all of a sudden, you can't hit a quarterback below the knee. Like, one of the weirdest rules I think there is. But yet, all of a sudden, that comes into play. If something happens to Jalen Hurts, if something happens to a star quarterback, I don't know if even Jalen Hurts would do it, but something like that. Patrick Mahomes or something. You're going to see a change. I don't think I'm wrong about this. I do think that you're going to see more of it. It's not going away. If they're going to be able to do it. And it's going to be that sluggish football. We're going to be going back to some of that. Not all teams, but you're going to see a lot of teams doing it.
Bring the fullback back, man.
Oh, I'd love it. Where's Mike Allstott? Where's Allstott? Where are my fullbacks? God, I love a good fullback. We can spend that's another show we're gonna have where just for a half an hour we're going back and forth and saying old fullbacks.
Well, we can even go modern with Ripkowski.
Oh, Ripkowski, that's a good one. That's a good name. Good name. What else is on your mind as far as sports goes, man?
Just the playoffs, and the treat that Randy and I had on Monday with the show that Sean Aranis put on at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln.
Man, that was a great game.
Oh God, that was something. You know, it's one thing to see someone go off for 1,000 points in a career. I mean, that sometimes happens a little more nowadays, but I think records are kept a little bit better now, and of course you have the 3-point shot and everything that goes with it. Mm-hmm. But after tying the record the day before my birthday with 41 points, and then he comes back and gets 43 the night that he breaks 1,000 on senior night, last regular season home game. James, you can't write a better story than that.
No. It's a fantastic story, and great for him and that team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a rough year for them, but boy, oh, boy, it's something.
It's and that's one of the things I love about high school sports. Every team wants to win. Every team wants to get into the tournament and can have as long of a season as you can. Not every team, of course, is going to have that. These highlights, these are huge wins. The, you know, win or loss column is one thing. We talked about this with Lincoln football. Lincoln football didn't have a good year, but boy, did they end it strong.
Oh, yeah. Five touchdown with 12 seconds left in the corner of the end zone.
It's all I remember.
They played two plays in a row.
I don't remember their record. I remember that. That's just me. I can't remember I can't imagine the kids, the coaching staff and stuff. I imagine these are just bigger moments than they ever are in professional sports. And professional sports are certainly worthy. They're certainly cool moments, but it's nothing like in high school.
No, absolutely not, buddy.
Speaking of high school, you are going to be in action tomorrow. Actually, mix up my days when I was surprised you weren't here. I'm like, oh, it's because he's got a game tonight. Nope, it's tomorrow night. Assumption Boys.
I had to go to old pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Assumption Boys hosting Stratford tomorrow. You, Randy, Laura, all going to be tag team in this. It should be a lot of fun. The Assumption Boys, not dissimilar season to their counterpart in the girls' team or anything, but not a bad team at all.
No, here's the interesting stat of the day for you with it. The Assumption Royals have not dropped a conference game at home.
Whoa. That is a good stat.
They gave Auburndale their only loss to the other day. They beat Auburndale at home. They beat Marathon at home with that shot that beat the buzzer by 0.4 seconds. They've beaten Newman. They've beaten Edgar. They survived a last-second shot, actually, on that one with Edgar. So now the last one, Stratford. We'll see if they can do it. Stratford's a pretty darn good team.
Yeah, that's Randy was mentioning that too. It is going to be a challenge, but it should be a great game front to back. You can catch it tomorrow at 7:05. Everybody, we're looking forward to that one, and really excited about tournament play for the boys and girls. Girls, of course, already started theirs. We do have Assumption girls basketball on the radio Saturday night as well. We're looking forward to that as the postseason goes on, and we can confirm we're going to be able to first couple of rounds, if not the I'm just gonna say it, we are covering them as long as we can get pit bodies in that booth. We'll have a body here running the board. I've already said that I would do a game. Laura has jumped in. Seth is doing games. We're gonna make sure to get these games on radio as much as we can for you, and follow as many teams as we can as far as they go.
Yeah, that's hey man, that's what these communities, small communities like Rapids, people say Rapids is small. Yeah, it's a little smaller than you'd think. Mm-hmm. If Port Edwards makes a run or Nakusa or something, it's great to get on board and get the kids their notoriety. I mean, you have state wrestling this weekend that hopefully we get a bunch of podium spots on. Yeah, it's a fun time of year, and I'm happy to be able to help bring the coverage through the airwaves with you guys.
Speaking of that, man, I appreciate the work you and Randy put into this, and of course our board operators. But I do want to send you a special shout out. I know that hockey is not your second nature and necessarily your wheelhouse, but you couldn't tell this season, man. You did a great job calling these Kings games. It was a lot of fun. Looking forward to the postseason, of course, but just taking a look at this regular season was a blast.
Oh, it was fun, and I think doing that helped me with all the other sports too. And baseball is a different animal because you get to sit there and basically have a playmakers on the air with a game. You get to talk about so many different things, but. Yeah, I think it's just helped me learn names faster, learn numbers faster, call it on the fly, laugh about it as you bring, something happens. It's not too much dead air, but I really appreciate the words, man. And I've gotten to learn hockey even better than I thought I did before, and I'm gonna miss it once the next few weeks are over until next year.
Yeah,
when I hope. If they find someone better, okay, I understand, but I'm not saying that there's not better out there by any means, but I hope to be back next year, and keep coming back till they say, hey, Mike, we don't want you back.
Yeah, not for nothing. I have a little say in these things. You'll be back. You'll be back. Yeah. Enjoy your night, man. Thanks so much for the call. We'll talk soon.
No problem, buddy. See you later.
See you, man. We'll take a quick commercial break. Our final time out of the game, but that's all right. We'll be all right. We can make it to the end. We'll be back with more Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing.
Step into the new year with a fresh style, crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends, family really, Family Natural Foods in part one, and in part two, UW Extension Janelle Weir. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle or flurry, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a clearing sky by the afternoon and warmer again, highs low 40s. Windy with maybe some sprinkles Friday, high upper 40s to 50, currently 40 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WFHR. Got a handful of minutes left. We'd like to fill it with your calls. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from you. As always, a big thank you to the best listeners in radio. And a special thank you to Michael for joining us. And, of course, Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Take a look at our sports schedule for you. And we got good things coming up. In just a little bit, actually, you've got stuff coming up here. 6:40, we'll have Wisconsin women's basketball hosting UCLA. A lot of excitement on the men's side. Don't sleep on the ladies. They have got a great season going on. It's a little up and down, sure, but they've had a nice season going on, and there's some great, great basketball being played on the women's side. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people have been curious of how the ratings and how things are going to look without Caitlin Clark. They're not going to be the same. She was a bit of a unicorn, but I don't think you're going to see that gigantic of a dip, especially in college athletics. Should be exciting. Have that one for you. Tomorrow, as Michael and I were talking about, at 7:05 on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, Assumption Boys hosting Stratford. Join Randy, Mike, and Laura for that one. Should be good. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers on Friday. Another solo show on Friday. Seth's got some play thing. I don't know. These actors, man. I don't know. No. We wish Seth and the rest of the cast and crew a great run. Our Stinking Old Lays kicking off tomorrow. Get some theater in your life. Enjoy one of the greatest dark comedies ever written. My favorite dark comedy ever of all time. It's one of my top five favorite comedies of all time, Our Stinking Old Lays. And they got a great cast. They're having a lot of fun. They're raring to go, raring for an audience. Get your tickets and go check out more at wrctheater.org. But we won't have Seth for the next two Fridays, so solo shows. We'll have some fun. We'll have plenty to talk about and get you ready for your weekend of sports. As you heard us talking about earlier, a lot of great college basketball. And a lot of high school basketball for you. Saturday, 6:50 on WIRI. Assumption Girls, hopefully moving on. And we'll have that game for you if they do. Looking forward to it. And then on Sunday, we will have more basketball for you at 11:30 right here at WFHR, Wisconsin men at Michigan State. One of the bigger games of the season. Ooh, it's going to be good. And then Sunday night, 5:30, Wisconsin men's hockey. Take it on the new U.S. National Team Development Program, which is really cool. It's a great opportunity for all of them. A lot of scouts, Certainly great for the development program, but really for this Badgers team, good opportunity to be seen by scouts and a lot more people. We'll have that for you. I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. That will be playing over, though, Director's Playhouse and Seth Faces the Music. So we won't be having new episodes of those for you this weekend, but that's all right. We'll take a Sunday off and let the Badgers have the ice. That's all right. Just real quickly, I did have a couple of other topics I wanted to get into. One of them, Randy and I didn't get to dive into this too much on Monday, but the news that ESPN and Major League Baseball have ended their contract a little early. They had a clause in there where both teams, both parties could be like, hey, you want to end this? And yeah, I'm cool, let's end this. So they did. And that's kind of interesting on the front. Both sides felt like, I can live without you. I don't need you. I'll be okay. I'm very curious to see how this goes for Major League Baseball. ESPN is in a weird situation where they're a car you're trying to sell, but you got to drive. You want to sell it. You want to get rid of it. It's a bit of a hassle. It's a nice car. It's a good car. But it's a bit of a hassle. But you also, you got to use it because you don't got any other transportation. ESPN's cutting, just cutting heads left and right. Because Disney just, it looks at it as an albatross. It looks at it like we don't need this. So they're trying to sell ESPN. They're trying to sell, and if you guys want to get some money together, we can maybe see what we can do. But with Major League Baseball, it's much more interesting to me. The idea, we see players bet on themselves all the time. That's essentially what baseball's doing. They're really betting on themselves and planning on this working out. And it's not very often where we can, as fans, sit back and see, well, was this the right call? Because regardless of where they go to a streaming network or a Fox or NBC, one number to keep in mind when you see these numbers come up and you see this the headline whenever they do sign their new contract, their new TV contract, 550. That is the stat of the show, although Michael and our caller earlier had much better stats. But 550 million, that is the number to keep in mind. Because if Major League Baseball signs their new contract and it is for $1 less, if it's for 549 million, this was not a good move. This was not a smart business move. You can make the argument that even a million less and maybe they're marketed better or something like that, because ESPN didn't do a good job marketing baseball and they kind of stopped marketing baseball. So there's plenty of argument to be made that you can make that up in other ways. But business being business, most things are black and white. And not often in life you can say that. But as fans, you sit back and you see that deal, and if it's for anything less than 550 million, that's not a smart move by Rob Manfred in baseball. And I'm very interested to see what they do with this, because if you thought football didn't mind just selling themselves to anybody with $5, boy, baseball, woo. Football wasn't even desperate and they were doing that. Hey, Prime, Amazon Prime, you want a couple games? Hey, Netflix, you want a couple games? Go ahead, here you go. Everybody gets a game. Baseball's got five times the games and has a history of having no problem taking whatever money they can. Especially right now, where I wouldn't call them desperate, but of the four major sports, hockey is seeing record numbers in every layer, whether you're talking money or ratings. Football is what football is. Basketball is struggling a bit, which is all the more reason for baseball to jump on this and to sign the right deal. But it's got to be better than 550 mil. And I find that really interesting. I don't get too into much of this stuff because so much of it is what they tell you. And you got an ex-GM or an ex-executive and they go on ESPN or Le Batard Show or some of these things. And that's great. Their information is old. This business might as well be tech. You got somebody who hasn't been in the tech game for a year. That might as well be 10 years. Sports is no different in many ways. I don't know that you can really take a lot of what they say. And then when it comes to people that are actually, and plus most of these guys want to get back in the business. So they're not going to talk, they're only going to talk trash about teams or people that they really don't like and they don't think they have any chance with. Whereas, you know, people who are currently working, how much can you trust them? Because they got a job to do and they're trying to keep their cards close to their chest. Should be very interesting. We get to see this and see how this develops and see, can MLB get more than 550 mil? Great show, everybody. Thank you so much. I'd never have to worry about doing a solo show. I got all of you to hang out with. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much. Hope you guys have yourselves a great afternoon. Cannot encourage you enough to buy local, support local, support those that support this community and this radio station. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. We appreciate them. We'll be back with more show on Friday. Have a great night, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump held his first cabinet meeting today and instructed Elon Musk to explain to his cabinet his efforts to reduce the size of the federal government.
If the job is not essential or they're not doing the job well, they obviously should not be on the public payroll.
More cuts are coming. Agencies have until mid-March to decide how many workers they'll let go. A child in Texas has become the first fatality in the state's measles outbreak. Dr. Laura Johnson of Covenant Health of Lubbock.
When we have large outbreaks, unfortunately, statistically, there's a significant risk of having a death.
It's the first U.S. death from measles in a decade. The Pope's supporters are praying for his recovery.
Just kind of walking through here every day, you can kind of feel how everything's been kind of sad. So I definitely say it's disappointing and kind of everyone's on edge. There's a lot of tension in the air.
The Vatican says the Pope has shown some slight improvement. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape.